This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
More bombshells dropped along the campaign trail. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on this version of America Tonight. So this time, Donald Trump says Donna Brazile, who is, of course, the head of the Democratic National Committee, needs to go because she gave the questions to Hillary Clinton for one of the debates. Wow. What was she thinking, giving the questions? Do you think this is true, exaggeration? What is it? We're going to dive deeper into it, and I'll let you hear what Donald Trump had to say about that. But every day is a different gift, my friends. It really is. And I've said this before, it is the rubber-necking political campaign of maybe my lifetime, maybe your time. Unfortunately, it is all about the drama and every other buzzword that you can possibly think of that's been dropped along the way through these three debates and what happens afterwards. Another woman coming out of the woodwork to say that she had problems with Donald Trump. Bad hombres becomes a thing. So the hashtag is everywhere and has been since last night. My goodness. It is an embarrassment of riches for the comedians who have so much material that this will last for at least another couple of cycles. So joining us, as they do each and every night from Talk Media News, the true insiders in Washington, Justin Duckham from, again, Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. Great to be here. How are you?
So today, did you get anything that said bad hombres on it or that nasty woman, such a nasty woman, or any such thing? Isn't that crazy? That hashtag, as I said, that was just the gift that kept giving. I don't even know how many hits that got on Twitter, but it was crazy earlier, I know, right after the debate. It was nutty. So now Donald Trump is accusing Donna Brazile of giving the information on one of the debates, the questions, to Hillary Clinton. What do you know about that?
Well, according to WikiLeaks, there is apparently an email that was hacked from John Podesta's inbox wherein Donna Brazile says that she sometimes gets questions from CNN, and she was concerned about one that was supposed to be given to Hillary Clinton during a town hall debate. This was apparently about the death penalty and was then passed on. The Trump campaign is saying that this is a clear case of collusion, saying that this was inappropriate for Donna Brazile to move forward with, and says that, you know, since Hillary Clinton essentially cheated in this regard, she should be facing consequences and should resign, as should Donna Brazile, who is currently serving as the interim chair of the DNC. In Donna Brazile's defense, she said that this email was not, in fact, real. She said that this was forged. So far, you know, there's been no actual determination over how many of the WikiLeaks documents are real. So this is one that they're saying is not. But nevertheless, this has given a lot of ammunition to Donald Trump.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And Michelle Obama is out there again campaigning for Clinton or campaigning against Trump. She says Trump humiliates women as if we're objects. So is this a new thing that we're going to see more of Michelle Obama?
You know, I think there is a realization that Michelle Obama is probably one of the Democrats, greatest surrogates at this time. She's somebody who can go out and make that message, in particular when it comes to reaching out to women who, the Democrats are really banking on for this election. If Donald Trump loses women, as he certainly has been doing in recent polls, then that means that he is probably going to lose the election as a whole. So coming down to the end of this, there is, certainly a concerted effort to not just kind of tick off support of women from Trump, but to also make sure that, his poll number just doesn't go, up in response to that. And as such, Michelle Obama has been a really effective voice in that. As you know, last week she made a very stirring speech in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where she spoke from her own experience about just the feelings of, being dehumanized by people that she portrayed like Donald Trump, saying that that is not somebody that could be made president. She was obviously a very powerful voice during the Democratic National Convention. So I think this is, sort of a realization that she is somebody who is willing to help Hillary Clinton and somebody that Democrats are probably going to be relying on a lot more in the closing days of this.
Yeah, wow, crazy. And then did you see this? I don't know if you saw this or not. Trump and Clinton were both next to each other. They were at the Al Smith dinner. And you see them all dressed up and smiling. Wow, it's sort of like a different deal. There was booze and laughs and all this kind of stuff. And what do you think of that? Like, look, they don't even talk to each other. They do this crazy dance when they go to this last debate. And then they're all of a sudden sitting just, one holy man separates them, basically. It is the craziest thing.
Well, apparently at this dinner they did, in fact, shake hands. But that doesn't draw away from the fact that there were some pretty harsh barbs exchanged between the two of them. Hillary Clinton went after Trump for his wealth. She nailed him over, his statements on women, saying that Donald Trump would rate the Statue of Liberty as a 4, maybe a 5 if she lost the torch, which was a probably one of the bigger laugh lines of the night. Donald Trump, for his part, ended up getting booed on a number of occasions. He did have a couple of zingers, though, that got through at one point, saying that, Hillary Clinton and him bumped into each other, and Clinton said, "Pardon me," which, of course, is pretty funny considering the threats from Trump to jail Hillary Clinton. But I guess probably my biggest takeaway from this was the first time in the modern history of this that one of the presidential speakers was not wearing a white bow tie. And that was, of course, due to the fact that this is the first time that a woman has served as the nominee for a major party, which was, pretty interesting considering that the optics in this usually is pretty cut forward. You usually see the, two male presidential candidates speaking wearing the sort of goofy white tie look. And in this case, we just did not see that. So that was kind of my immediate takeaway from this.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. What are people saying in D.C.? I mean, among your crowd, do they think Trump is going to win? Do they think it's a coin flip? What do they think?
I mean, it's pretty much agreed on at this point that, Hillary Clinton probably is going to be the president, barring some huge epic disaster within her campaign. And right now it's just kind of this mentality of running out the clock, just waiting for the election to finally hit. Everybody here is obviously very, very sick of it. We're just kind of ready for it to pass. But, it sort of believes to be in Hillary's corner right now. And the general mindset is Donald Trump is just kind of trying to run a scorched earth campaign to try to take down as many members of the establishment on his way, out the doors for this presidential race as he can. That includes the media. That includes Democrats, DNC Chair Donna Brazile, as we mentioned earlier, as well as a good number of members of his own party, which, it's pretty interesting to watch, but not necessarily the healthiest thing for a presidential campaign.
Boy, no kidding. Justin, have a fabulous weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You have a good one.
All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Media News. Coming up next, Tracy Brown. She is an expert when it comes to body language. There's a lot of body language moments in these debates. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The debate and the campaign trail, what we're seeing from Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee for president, of course, and the Republican nominee, Donald Trump. It's been wild. It is a what I call wild-ass circus. There's no doubt about that. Tracy Brown has joined us before. She is certainly a leading body language expert, author, and a sought-after keynote speaker. She's a guest constantly on TV and radio shows like this one, revealing secrets hidden in plain sight by our politicians. She'd be, like, great. She'd be like the lie detector that could travel with you, if only. She trains lawyers, and as I do, on how to pick and persuade a jury using body language, though. That's what she specializes in. She's got two books, Body Language Confidential, Tactics Every Secret Agent, Salesperson, and Kindergarten Teacher Should Know, and her new Amazon bestseller, Persuasion Point. Tracy Brown, how are you? Oh, maybe not. No Tracy Brown. Daniel, do we have Tracy Brown? Okay, cool. We've got a couple of numbers, and we're trying to get a hold of Tracy Brown, and she missed that great intro that I did for her. But that's okay. It's okay. Something else to throw in here as we're moving along. We talked about this charity dinner. I just briefly brushed against the charity dinner thing with Clinton and Trump, and the fact that they just, you know, had to kind of grin and bear it. I guess they actually shook hands at this dinner, and Trump had a couple of harsh remarks. He kind of abandoned the decades of tradition with a takedown of Hillary Clinton at this dinner. that led to the booing of the Republican nominee. All right, so we have Tracy Brown emerging from our virtual green room. Tracy, you missed the world's greatest introduction.
Oh. I trust you.
Yeah, I like that. I trust you. So let's talk about this last debate and some of the key things that you saw from Hillary Clinton and what you saw from, of course, Donald Trump.
Well, you know, this debate was a, you know, I got to say it was more about the words than the body language, because we saw the same things from them that we have seen over and over and over. And Trump, you know, he did it. I thought he was going to pull it off and really come across as controlled and measured and the politician that we typically want to see. You know, someone who is going to make calm and collected decisions. And the first 30 minutes was just on point as far as that goes. And then the wheels fell off. And yeah. He got upset again, and he started doing his pointing that he does, and in his pace of speech went up just a little bit, and then he went into the well, he wasn't going to accept the result of the debate, and when he did that, I actually think he was telling the truth, because he shrugged his shoulders, he showed his palms, and that was loud and clear that he is not okay with what is going to come out of the result box, I guess, for the debate.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we haven't ever seen that happen before. I've covered a lot of elections, and we've never, ever heard anything like that. And of course, that got a lot of play in the news cycle, and it still has, and it will on the Sunday shows, the talk shows, the television shows. But, you know, does it sink his fortunes, though? I don't think so, do you? I mean, this is crazy. That's why I said it's like a wild circus is what we're seeing. Because then there's more coming out about Clinton and the Democrats and Donna Brazile giving giving one of the questions from the debate and the last debate to Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, it is. And, you know, Donald Trump likes to snatch the headline, and he did that. However, when you look at what's, you know, behind that, what does he want to do? Put us into, you know, what happens in the Middle East where there's riots when the election happens? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what we need, but he's the kind of guy that can incite that sort of thought process with folks. Whether it's, you know, the debate's not fair anyway, and I'm not gonna accept it no matter what it is unless I win. Like, it's just ridiculous. Now, Clinton, she did the thing she's been doing, and she is doing her best to not engage when he goes off the rails. And you see this from her, because she will, her lips will disappear from time to time, and she'll roll them back over her teeth. And that says, hey, you know what? She is holding back. She is doing her best to hold back what she really thinks. And, you know, I think we know what the candidates think of each other, because they didn't shake hands again. They didn't shake hands before. They didn't shake hands after. And you know what? Their families who were on stage before the debate really started did not shake hands either. And that was decided for sure. I was watching the debate on Fox News just to see what they had to say. And the families had decided, no, we are not going to shake hands. And I'm sure, reporters did not know if the candidates were going to or not. And sure enough, they came out and did not either. So they had decided that as well. And that's because, you know, things have just become, very, very personal. And I wouldn't be surprised if those two never speak again.
Yeah, I agree with you there. There you said it. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't speak again. In fact, after the debate, something that some people didn't see is Trump ripped a page from his notes at the debate when the debate was closing. And now this video has kind of emerged, and I saw it when he did it last night. She comes out immediately gets from behind the podium and shakes Chris Wallace's, the moderator's, hand and starts talking to people in the audience and shaking hands and taking pictures. And his family immediately surrounded him. He shook Wallace's hand, did the paper ripping thing, and they got him out of there quick. And I think that was intentional.
Oh, yeah. I think, and they even said on there, hey, he has left. But Hillary, you know, after the debate, she did something that you see a lot of politicians do, where she goes to the edge of the stage, she shook Chris's hand, and then she lingered right at the edge of the stage. And what she would do is point at people and wave to them like she was their best pal. She was so glad that they came. And you'll see that tactic from politicians. It makes them seem more personal, like they know people in the audience, even when they don't. They'll do that. They'll point at people, wave real big, and it comes across very personable on the camera.
It sure does. All right, Tracy Brown, pick up one of her books. Pick up both of her books, Body Language Confidential Tactics Every Secret Agent, Salesperson, and Kindergarten Teacher Should Know, and her new one I talked about, Amazon bestseller Persuasion Point. Tracy, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, absolutely. So I mentioned the fact that we've had this dinner in between, and that is just the craziest thing, and Trump was booed a bunch of times as to what Tracy said, that they may never talk to each other again. I'm going to say I would agree with that. Clinton's remarks were dramatic, but not quite the same as Trump's. In fact, one of the things was, he said, I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight. I guess you didn't send her invitation by email, or maybe you did, and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks. And then he said, we've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it is vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. And when he said that, the audience booed at that line. And then he said, that's okay, I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary, you or I. For example, here she is tonight in public pretending not to hate Catholics. And then the jeers from the audience went up even more in volume. So the former Speaker of New York City's Council even said, her name's Christine Quinn, I've talked to her a couple of times, she said, I've been to that dinner maybe 8 times. I've never, ever heard boos like that. And, of course, this is on the heels of the brutal debate on Wednesday that certainly shows, look, we've got, what, 2.5 weeks, and this is it, and then we're voting, and we've got to peel back a few layers, I think, on both of these two candidates from all 3 debates, and then what we're seeing lately, certainly. All right, stay with us. Much more to come as we hop the fence here on ATN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all 5 for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Serving to ease is what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and slave.
I would like to promise and pledge to all of my voters and supporters and to all of the people of the United States that I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
With what my father, what you see is what you get, what you hear is what you get. He is incredibly candid. He will never lie to the American people. He will always be forthright with his opinions and his perspectives, even if that's not what somebody wants to hear. It's who he is. He doesn't know how to be another way.
All right, so Ivanka Trump reacting to all the questions about her father and whether or not he would accept that goes back to the whole election thing, the results. You heard him today or Thursday joking about that, and then Ivanka being asked about her father and what kind of guy he was and all of that. Let's go to Michael, listening to us somewhere in America. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Cape May, New Jersey. Good, thank you.
Cape May, New Jersey? Wait a second, Michael. You're in Cape May, New Jersey?
Yes, ma'am.
I love Cape May, New Jersey. I've spent part of my childhood there. Are you kidding? It's the best. The Lobster House. I grew up in Cherry Hill. I love it.
Well, I grew up in Center City.
Yep.
So we dad got sick and we're living up in Ithaca. And knew that we needed a place with some land. So we lived 17 miles on 47, just straight north in the woods. For somebody that's lived here for decades and doesn't even know that this little road exists. So,
wow, very cool. Nice.
So I thought that Chris Wallace did a very good job of coming in. And in light of, I'm sure you're familiar with the work that James O'Keefe established, Project Veritas.
Yeah.
Now, that's about the most despicable, degenerate thing that I just didn't expect this in modern times, that this type of voter intimidation, vote rigging, multiple voting, to think that, you know, when we listened to Diebold in private conversation say back that he was going to make sure he was going to deliver Ohio for Bush, I think all of this is despicable. But the way the media and Wallace ganged up on Donald, I believe that he gave the right answer.
Of
course, the Democrats challenge everything. Let's not kid ourselves. Kerry absolutely felt that he had been railroaded by Bush. Gore took it to the Supreme Court of the United States. So, I started off as a Republican during the Reagan era because I was born in '60. I took tremendous offense to the sack of Reagan by Bush. And when he said, read my lips, I said, that's enough. That is you. I just, it's despicable for me to put the CIA at the presidency. And so I went to terms with Clinton. But it took it was all cool. Rape was cool, and I didn't have sexual relations, but oral sex isn't sexual relations, and all this weaselly stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fun to understand how deeply rooted the Clintons and the Democrat Party are, and the trail of bodies, Seth Rich. I mean, this is dangerous. I think that House of Cards is a comic book compared to what we're witnessing, the WikiLeaks. And now they're going to, I mean, I even heard a journalist say, it's illegal. Only we're allowed to have it. It's illegal for you to even hold on to have possession, talk about it. I don't know what's going on, but I think the media has clearly proven there is the tank, WikiLeaks. The two emails talking about the media, there's the list of 36 journalists invited to Podesta's and his wife's cocktail party with wine. There's the list of the 30 names attached to the media for dinner, the Kramer routine, and the other fellow, I don't think of his name, the two shelter corporations, and one's the dark hat and one's the white hat, and that this has been going on for 50 years. And then the Hispanic guy in New York talking about driving people from one voting area to another in the presidential election, and he's the real man to do it. And so Donald would be insane that I feel that he would betray his voter if there was even the innuendo. You can look at, I've got a great that I put up on my blog that just came out a few hours back. Now I'm forgetting their name. We don't forgive, we don't forget. We are, anonymous.
They put something up
tonight. And when you look, and I've since I was fighting to hold on to anonymous in my brain, that I lost what it was that they just came out with. This idea that the Russians are hacking, it almost is like an Alan Arkin movie, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. I've never imagined such a dangerous, I mean, even if it were true, are we ready for nuclear war? I have a
no.
audio presentation with Milley, where General Milley is screaming and ranting, and we'll take it to you and we'll beat you harder than we've ever been beat before, and I've got video where Americans have painted planes to look exactly like Russian attack planes and the Su-45s, I believe. And the idea that we would do a false flag, have one of our planes shoot one of our painted planes, shoot one of our non-painted initial planes, and do this false flag in order to justify really ramping up the attack. But this is a very weird time when Hillary's emails suggest that the seventh floor of the State Department isn't at RACLA, where the seventh floor is the COG floor, continuity of government floor. So in between one president to another, the continuity of government picks up the ball. Maybe they even control the president, but to suggest that the COG will handle this matter or that, or they didn't say COG, they said seventh floor. I think that the emails are shocking that it went on her private server. And
I agree with you.
To,
I agree with you.
No, I mean, what mm-hmm. worse, what could
the emails.
General Cartwright mm-hmm. just went to jail. Or he's going to go
yeah.
to jail. He's facing 10 years.
Right, for that. Yeah.
But for what he did, Atreus, Gates, there's no
yeah, they were all dumped.
Snowden, they want a death penalty for. And yet Hillary Clinton has an umpteen amount. And I'm willing to bet that the missing, it's up to 55,000 emails. Won't we all shit if it turns out that the emails are between POTUS and HRC.
I know. I'll tell you what. It's you are right. There the Clintons. Michael, thanks for the call. The Clintons, to me, are. I say this all the time. The Clintons are Teflon. I mean, it doesn't matter. Think about Bernie Sanders and running up against Bernie Sanders and what happened there during the Sanders run-up and the fact that he had, gosh, he was so close and had really rallied a lot of younger people. There was some dirty pool that was going on, and we certainly all know that. But anybody looking or thinking that the Clintons were going to get taken down, I don't think so. That's why they're Teflon. They're Teflon, Teflon, Teflon. Because what happens and what they're accused of and what there is evidence of, especially the evidence part, seems to float away or disappears in a different direction. And it is, I mean, so honestly, it is that Teflon phrase that I would put on that, put on both of them. That whatever the accusations are, the evidence just never seems to be there or is buried somehow. And the in this fight for the White House, they've won the war. And when I say they've won the war, and everything that's bubbled up has been explained away, whatever it has to do with, WikiLeaks, the server, etc. Hang with us. More from Donald Trump when we come back and some other odds and ends.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Come away with me in the night.
She got the questions and she didn't report it. She went out there knowing the questions. She didn't report it. That is very dishonest. She's a very dishonest person.
All right, so Donald Trump reacting more to the news that Hillary Clinton supposedly got some of the questions for the last debate, not the one that happened on Wednesday, but the one that took place before that, the second debate. So Trump could not help himself when he was out at a special charity dinner. He certainly took his swings at Hillary Clinton, and there were lots of boos. And then Clinton took a shot at Trump's comments on women, where she accused him of translating from the original Russian when he reads teleprompters, a reference to Trump's coziness with Vladimir Putin, and then mocking a letter from Trump's doctor about his health that lacked specifics. Clinton said Donald really is as healthy as a horse, you know, the one Vladimir Putin rides around on. But during most of the dinner, Trump sat cross-armed grinning during Clinton's jokes, but while Clinton looked down toward the podium to watch Trump do his address, the Republican nominee had kind of a different attitude. So it's really just been a very, very strange campaign all the way around and for everybody concerned. And now we're coming to the finish line. So whatever the antics, whatever the feelings, this is it. There are very few tomorrows left. We are in the vortex of the cyclone of craziness and almost to the point where, you know, we're going to be voting. And then it becomes a question of November 8th, what's going to happen? And then November 9th, what are we waking up to? And from that point of view, where we're just talking about numbers, I think it's really, really tough. I think it's really tough. By the way, another woman says Trump groped her at the 1998 U.S. Open. Here's how it goes. This is a woman from New Jersey. She becomes now the 10th woman to publicly accuse Trump of unwanted physical contact, saying he grabbed her arm, touched her breast during a chance encounter at the U.S. Open tennis tournament. This is a 45-year-old yoga coach. She said no one asked her to come forward, but she believed it was her duty as a woman, a mother, and an American citizen to speak out and tell the truth about what happened. She, her statement rather comes one day after Trump dismissed allegations by other women of unwanted touching and kissing and groping as totally false during a nationalized televised debate that we've been talking about. So this is another woman who said she was waiting for her car to take her home from the U.S. Open when she saw Trump approaching her. She said she knew who he was, but had never met him. As he walked toward her, she said he made comments about her to male companions. Hey, look at this one. We haven't seen her before. Look at those legs. She said she was in shock after Trump grabbed her right arm and touched her breast and said, don't you know who I am? She said she then got into a car that arrived to pick her up and shook visibly, giving way to feelings of being ashamed that she had been wearing a short dress and high heels. So, it's interesting. She's a known person because she's a yoga instructor and one of those healers. She's a TV personality. She's written a book about yoga, and her quoted on her website praising her work are Al Pacino and Bruce Springsteen. And so what do you make of that? And will it have any effect on the election, I guess, is the key thing, too, as well. The Cubs, by the way, as we bounce quickly, I said there were some odds and ends here. We're going to bounce to sports for a quick second. The Cubs easily cruise past the Dodgers to take a 3-2 edge in the National League Championship Series. They beat them 8-4, and now everything will switch back to Chicago. So the Cubs have a chance to finish the job at home, and I think they will do that. I'd be shocked if they didn't do that. No, by the way, if you're a fan of the NFL, the Green Bay Packers took on the Chicago Cubs, and the Green Bay Packers win 26-10. 26-10. So Aaron Rodgers looking like himself again. There were questions about, was he healthy? Was it something else? But he was back to his old form in the way they beat the Bears. And the Bears quarterback, Brian Hoyer, suffered a broken left arm. They've had nothing but injuries to deal with. And he did it to his left arm in that game in the second quarter when he was hit by Packers linebacker Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews on a follow-through. So by halftime, they said he had broken it, and that was it. Jay Cutler is inactive and still recovering from a thumb injury. So Matt Barkley, who entered the game to replace Hoyer, and he just went 6 of 15 81 yards, two interceptions in the 26-10 loss. Now it's a question, can Cutler come back? Would he be available for the game against the Minnesota Vikings? And that might not be looking, so good at this point. Other big odds and ends moments that are buzzworthy across the land include a story that I found that is pretty interesting, that you have the, you know, what we're talking about, the campaign and whatnot. You've got suspects attempting to collect coin cash with fraudulent pest violation notices. Can you believe it? I mean, the predators are out there ready to knock on your door. Now, this is in New York City, but what's happening is you have people that are saying they're inspectors and they're handing out violations to people. And I mean, it's ridiculously sad, and trying to collect money from them. And some of what has already happened in the Bronx and Manhattan is they demand $120, and they're getting it. About 100 people mailed in $120 to the fraudulent government address, and about 800 of the mailings were said not to be deliverable. I mean, the whole rat thing and rat infestations are part of the New York deal. Even a exterminator was recently quoted as saying New York is waging an unwinnable battle against rats. I mean, last year there was a video of a rat carrying a slice of pizza down some subway stairs and it went viral. Scientists say there are 2 million rats in New York City, about 1/4 of the number of human residents. Oh, can you imagine if there was an uprising of the rats? That would be awful, wouldn't it? Ugh, terrible. And I honestly know what they're talking about when it comes to the rats. Unfortunately, I have never seen a rat carrying a piece of pizza down the street in the middle of Manhattan. Can you imagine? Yo, out of the way. I got my slice with me. Taking it back to the home. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.